I'm realizing that thinking about finding our happiness is the opposite of what I was saying before, when I was saying that everyone is just looking for love, and if we could just forgive them, no matter what they do, everything is because of love. And I still believe this. And so I think we have to find an in-between of, it's not about just leaving and finding our happiness, or staying and finding the happiness in that. It's about something in between, and that would look like finding our happiness and maintaining friendship with the person that we were in a relationship with, person that we had a child with, even a person that we just met out in the world somewhere, and maybe they became your best friend. It doesn't just have to be about a romantic relationship. That's my point, but it's about finding the happiness and staying neutral with that person and kind, whoever that person is. And if you decide to stay and figure it out, I hope that, well, I know that you are strong. You're strong whether you leave or whether you go. But it takes a lot more strength to stay, because of all of the abuse you endure. You are so strong. And this is all genders. If you stay, you've got so much courage. So much courage. And I give you armor. I give you armor of love to stay in that. To really stay in that. I give you an armor of love. And if you go, I also give you an armor of love. Because whatever you decide to do, you're going to need an armor of love so that you can keep loving the person you stayed with or the person you left. That's what we need to do. Keep communicating and keep loving with all the people that sometimes we wish we never had to speak to again. There are some dark moments like that, some sad moments like that, some hopeless, defeating moments like that. But overall, we love that person. We don't need to push them away. We both need love. And when two people have history together, especially, they know each other a little more. There's a deep-rooted system there. It's tied to many things. Other people, places, events, happenings, memories. There's a root system that's been laid in place. No matter who the person is that you've stopped talking to, you're still connected by those roots. So nourish those roots. It's okay. Nourish them, nurture them, water them. And that could look like calling them every now and then, writing them a letter, sending them a text, sending them love energetically. Maybe they've already passed. Send them love energetically. Send them love. Because they deserve it. And so do you. And think of that like a mirror. You give out so much love and you get so much back. And don't do it for those reasons. Do it because you deserve to feel love in your heart all the time. All of the time. You deserve that. You deserve love in your heart forever and always. And if that's what's in your heart, that's what you have to give to the world. And the world needs more of that. The universe needs more of that. So always put yourself first and let's all try to stay neutral and loving and kind and make decisions from that place. Make interactions come from that place, that rooted system. Thank you.